All right, all right, so Daf Yomi is doing Masechet Brachot now. I thought I would say a little piece from Masechet Brachot, and everybody's welcome to join us for Daf Yomi. We're going to make a Siyum Bli Neder 8 weeks from now on Masechet Brachot. So whenever you get in, you're a step ahead of the game. Anyway, on Daf Zayin, which was Friday's Daf Yomi, the Gemara has a famous sugya where it says, Kosa Braisa, V'kel Zawain L'chol Yom, that Hashem is angry every day. He says, V'kama Zamo Rega, how long is he angry for? The Gemara says, right, one Rega, a moment. And again, you need deeper understanding for this. It's an anthropomorphism. Hashem's, you know, anger, it's just the way that we can understand it. It's like anger. And then the Gemara says, how long is the anger? It's an infinitesimal amount of time. And the Gemara says, "In kovir yechol lechaveno tashoa chutz miBilam Harasha." Nobody was able to calculate the moment when a Kadosh Baruch Hu was angry, except for Bilam Harasha. Bilam, we know, was the prophet that was cursing or wanted to curse Klal Yisrael. And then the Gemara says, they quote that it's Amar Blazar, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, do come and sit kod asiti mechem. Know how many acts of kindness I did with you. Shel kaasti mi Bilam Harasha. But during the time when Bilam wanted to curse Klal Yisrael, I tried to restrain my anger. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, had I been angry, there wouldn't have been anything left to the Jewish people. So Tosfos says, what can you say? Like, it's less than a second. So what could Bilam have said in that, let's say, you know, quarter of a second anyway? In other words, Hashem is only angry for a brief moment every day. What could Bilam have said? So Tosfos says, Yesh lomar kalem. He could have said one word, kalem, like destroy them. And then Tosfos says, Inami, le'achar she'yam etil kla tobo tasha, yamazi kafil lo'achar kein. The second shot, Tosfos says, if he would have been gun the klala during the period of anger, so the door was open and he can continue with the klala. So even though Hashem is angry only for, like, let's say a second, if he would have begun the klala, the curse, during that second, even though the curse goes on for 5 minutes, it's bootstrapped into that time. So that Tosfos is created a whole cottage industry among the poskim. We'll go over some things. There's a piece that Rav Zev Dickstein has in his Aleph Daf, and they have the Daf Yomi Digest also has. But anyway, the Aruch HaShulchan speaks about this. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, this is in Siman Kufyut. So some say, let's say I have Zman Tefila, everything has a time. Let's make it simple. Let's say the Sof Zman Tefila is 10 a.m. Let's say I'm going to begin Shemona Esrei at 9:58 a.m. I have 2 minutes to Sof Zman Tefila. So some say that I should do Havinenu. Havinenu, I'll say the first three brachot, then I'll have this condensed middle bracha, and then the last three brachot, because time is running out. So I want to get my tefillah in at the right time. And he quotes the Magen Avraham, the name of Knesset Agdola. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Umizeh Nires, from there it seems apparent that the Magen Avraham, when he says to do it like this, like to hustle in everything before the time runs out, Umizeh Nires, this relay to Ben Chilbet Tefillah Kodum Gemar Zman Shal Tefillah V'nim Shachar Akar Zman Lo Mekri Shepalel Zmano, that apparently the Magen Avraham and the Knesset Gedola hold that if you begin in the right time, but you end after the time is finished, then, you know, too bad, so sad. You've lost the time. In other words, you're past the time. He says, the Havadai Kamanato Shata Dain Lo Avar Zman, because obviously he's talking about a case where right now the Zman has not passed. Zim Lav Kain May Naf Kamina. Anyway, that's the way he holds. But he says, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Umaniyudati Nira Mitosva Brachot. I think the Aruch HaShulchan, that if you look at that Tosfos and Brachos that we just did, the Hochin Achara Chala. I think that everything goes again following the beginning. So I can get my foot in the door before the Zman is out, I'm home free. That's the way the Aruch HaShulchan says. He says, V'milchil b'zman tefila, mikri tefila b'zmana. If you began the tefila before the Zman finished, that's it. You're in. He says, Afal pishim asayim lachar zman. Even though you asayim after the Zman. And there's a piece from the Eretz HaTzvi, there's the Kajig lover, of Ari Tzvi Frumer. He was Rosh Hashiva and Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin for World War II. And there's a picture of him on the, for people who are at YU, in the library on 5A. Rav Simon always says, just to look at the picture, is you get something from it. So he quotes, Rav Frumer quotes from the Yudia Kadosh Mi Pashischa. He says, he wants to be Lamid Zechus, if he began davening the right time, even though you went past the right time, you're home free. Now, there's a whole big tshuva on this from Rav Avadi Yosef. Rav Avadia quotes everything. And then he quotes, he also quotes from Rav Yosef Engel, Gilyonei Ashas, who also brings a raya from Yerushalmi that if you begin in the right time, you're okay to go. Now I see here, this is in the Piskei Tshuvos and Timan Peitet, I didn't see this in the Yavi Omer itself, but it says the Yavi Omer also quotes from Shai Tshuvos HaGaonim, from the words of Rav Hai Gaon, also a raya that if you begin that way, you're okay. Anyway, but not everybody agrees with this. The now he quotes here. This is from the Al Hadap by Rav Zev Dickstein. He says Shulchan Aruch writes that if there's not enough time for the Shlich Tzibur to finish repeating the Mincha Shmona Esrei before Shkira Chama, before sunset, Shlich Tzibur should recite an abbreviated form of Chazar Sashat, Sacher Kedusha. In other words, this Shkia is, let's say, 6 o'clock, and now I'm going to daven is 5:52. So he says that the Shlich Tzibur should do like an abbreviated Chazar Sashat, Sacher Kedusha. In other words, the Shlich Tzibur will just do like the first three brachot, and then we'll. So this halacha indicates, contrary to the above cited opinions, that beginning before the deadline is not sufficient. And anyway, now the Mishnah Berurah rules that the entire Shema must be completed before Subzman Kriyat Shema. If you look in Siman Nun Chet, the Mishnah Berurah says you have to complete the whole Shema before the Zman. So it sounds like, from all those sources, it sounds like, even it's a nice Svara, but it doesn't sound like you should necessarily rely on it. L'halach l'maisa. Now, he quotes also, though, from the Tshuvos Beis Yaakov, citing the Ari, that if immediately after tefillah, that if you say Tehillim right after davening, even if you're alone, that has a heightened kedusha and a potency of tefillah b'tzibur, because you were just there for tefillah b'tzibur, so you're like bootstrapped to it as well. He wants to say, like, if by the curse, like beginning the right time, so then you're hooked in. So here, like from beginning here, the time is the tefillah b'tzibur, but midah tova merubah midah marah. The Hashem, like for the good midot, Hashem is even more generous than the bad midot. So for a curse, Hashem is saying you could hook it in the right time. So for tefillah b'tzibur, we can apply the same idea. Anyways, just I wrote with that. All right, any questions, comes to us, anything we did? Okay, that's it. Rabbi Chanan, the Chesed, 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 the Chesed